Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Estonia aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. Allow me to add a few additional remarks. We welcome the continuation of GGE process, which we believe to be the most appropriate forum for discussing the issues before us. We express our gratitude to the chair and to the Geneva branch of UN Office for Disarmament Affairs for the preparatory work that has been facilitated this meeting. Estonia reiterated our commitment to CCW and to international humanitarian law more broadly. We reaffirm our conviction that any weapon system, irrespective of its level of autonomy, must be only be used in strict compliance with the principles and rules of international law, in particular international humanitarian law and human rights law. Accordingly, all states must ensure that the weapon systems that they develop or acquire are capable of being used consistently with their obligations under international law. Mr. Chairman, we look forward to an exchange of views on the very notion of autonomous weapon systems and on the human element in use of force. Let me summarize our position. Firstly, as a general matter, Estonia adopts a broad characterization of autonomous weapon system. We understand laws, as they have been discussed in this forum, to be those autonomous weapon systems that have a very high degree of autonomy. We believe that at this early stage of our deliberations, we should be mindful of the full range of systems that have some degree of autonomy in their critical functions. Importantly, however, any working definition of laws adopted at this stage should not rule out or rule in any policy options for dealing with such systems. We think that international humanitarian law remains a robust framework that is capable of dealing with new weapon systems, and we are not convinced of a need for further legal regulations at this time. We are open to discuss other multilateral measures for addressing the concerns that have been raised. Secondly, we agree with the sentiment that human control and judgment are essential in the use of force. At the same time, we do not consider meaningful human control or similar notion to constitute a new or emerging principle of international law. Rather, we take the view of existing international humanitarian law requires states to ensure that the use of weapons complies with the relevant rules of international law. As legal persons, state must necessarily rely on human agents to bring about that compliance. Thus, securing the application of international humanitarian law and human rights law presupposes that humans continue to accept some degree of control over all weapon systems. Mr. Chairman, we share the view that autonomous weapon systems present a complex set of technical, humanitarian, strategic, legal, and ethical issues. We recognize the importance of engaging fully in a discussion of these issues, and we therefore look forward for a productive meeting of the GGE. In this regard, I assure you of our delegation's full support. I thank you.